Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Heitman receives jail time for financial crimes against missing ex-fiance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. After entering a guilty plea in March of this year to felony counts, including theft, unlawful use of a credit card, and crimes against intellectual property, Nathan J. Heitman, 39, was sentenced Wednesday morning in district court with Judge Causey presiding. With multiple friends and family looking on in the courtroom, Heitman's public defender Dallas Lamb and County Attorney Nathan Hankus presented their arguments prior to the judge handing down his sentence. The maximum penalty for the three felonies could be up to 23 years in prison and up to $23,000 in fines. Prior to the sentencing, the Wyoming Department of Corrections completed a pre-sentencing investigation, or PSI, which was presented to both the prosecution and the defense for review. The PSI included recommendations for sentencing. Defense Attorney Lamb asked Judge Causey to impose supervised probation on all three counts, which Heitman had pled guilty to. Lamb cited Wyoming Supreme Court case Cohey v. State, which determined the four aspects to be considered when imposing sentence: rehabilitation, punishment, general deterrence, and protection of the public. Lamb said he believed Heitman qualified for rehabilitation for his crimes, as it was the first time he had committed such a crime and had no criminal history. He said Heitman would get a job and work to pay off the fines and restitution if given probation. Lamb also argued the extensive media attention that the case has received locally, statewide, and even nationally had made Heitman's life, quote, hell since his arrest, saying the court of public opinion had already concluded he was guilty of not only these crimes, but other crimes he had not been charged with in the disappearance of Gakwa. He stressed to the judge Heitman should be sentenced only on the current crimes he had pled guilty to. County Attorney Nathan Hankus was quick to point out during his argument that Heitman was not the victim in the case, that Irene Gakwa is the real victim. He intended to call a witness, Gakwa's brother Kennedy, to give a victim impact statement due to the fact that Gakwa wasn't able to give one herself, but Lamb objected to it. Ultimately, during a sidebar, Hankus decided not to bring forward the witness due to the special nature of the case. Hankus went on to outline why he thinks the case is different from other similar cases and that he disagreed with the recommendation made by the PSI for probation. He told the judge that in order for a defendant to be eligible for rehabilitation, he had to take responsibility for his actions, which Hankus said he had not done in this case. He said that he did admit doing it, but didn't acknowledge it was wrong, and at one point told police, quote, I would rather have pled no contest, and that, quote, he had permission to take the money. He also argued this was a crime of intent, not opportunity. Heitman made multiple transactions on Gakwa's debit and credit card for weeks after her disappearance until the money was gone and the credit card accounts were frozen, which Hankus said was Heitman's way of exerting power and controlling the narrative. To conclude the argument, Hankus told Judge Causey he would not make a recommendation on punishment and would leave it to the discretion of the court. When handing down the punishment, Judge Causey said due to the serious nature of the crime and stressing the argument about social media attention had no bearing on the case, he sentenced Heitman to 3 to 6 years on two of the felony counts, both sentences to run concurrently with 81 days credit for time served, and 2 to 3 years on the third felony count, but suspending the sentence in favor of 3 years supervised probation. In total, Heitman could spend up to 6 years in state prison, followed by 3 years of probation. Causey also ordered him to pay restitution in the amount of $6,897.11 to Irene Gakwa through her brother Kennedy, $6,000 in fines, as well as $600 to the victim's compensation fund and court fees. Causey also said he didn't qualify for assistance with his lawyer fee, so he was ordered to pay $1,500 for legal services. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.